Welcome back to the Roundtable on a Thursday morning. 10:41 is the time. Sean Stone is the arts editor of Metroland. He joins us each week to tell us what we should see on area stages and screens. Hey, Sean, are you there?
I am here, Ray.
You're at an undisclosed remote location this morning.
Yeah, otherwise known as my office.
All right, fair enough. What's happening, my friend?
Well, tomorrow night at Proctor's, it came from Schenectady, the group that puts on the sci-fi events there.
Yeah.
We'll be having their 6th annual Godzilla evening.
Oh, my gosh. When is that?
Tomorrow night, Friday night.
I've gone the last few years, and I didn't even know about this one. What are they going to show?
Well, that's the thing. It's a mystery. They're keeping it a secret.
Oh, have you ever been to that one?
No, actually, I haven't.
Oh, it's great. I took my son two or three years in a row, and it is a blast.
Well, I'm reasonably sure they wouldn't show the Matthew Broderick one because it would make people sad. So.
Indeed.
But there are many other Godzilla movies to choose from.
Excellent.
Let's see. Also, Saturday night at Helsinki Hudson, it's Brazilian Girls, which everyone has to point out. They're not Brazilian, and there's only one woman in the group, but it's electronic dance pop, and they're the greatest party band in the world, and they just got back together after, you know, taking a hiatus for 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
Which should be a great show.
Excellent.
Saturday night at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, it's the legendary Lily Tomlin.
Wow!
Yeah, last I checked, there aren't many tickets left. So this would be one if you want to go to. You should probably look into it right away.
You know, during the Saturday Night Live anniversary, they showed some old, old clips. I don't know if you saw it, of Lily Tomlin. And I just remember how funny she was. And I didn't realize she still toured on any kind of a regular basis.
Yeah. Well, did they show the one with her as Ernestine, saying, you know, we're the phone company, we don't care.
They showed a compendium of clips, including some short films that I've never seen before, so it was really great.
Oh, wow. All right, and also Saturday night at MPAC, it's Mouse on Mars. They're a German electronica duo. Funny thing about these guys, lifelong best friends, they were born on the same day in the same hospital.
Wow.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
For you German electronica fans.
Men on Mars.
Mouse on Mars, yeah.
Mouse on Mars. Fine. Germans on
Saturday
Mars.
Saturday night at the Zankel Music Center at Skidmore College, it's the American String Quartet. They're going to be playing an all Beethoven program. It's part of Skidmore's annual Strings Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Also Saturday night. Saturday's busy. It's the Ibis Speakeasy, Maud Baum and Company Dancers. It's their annual benefit to fund their community programs, so it's very worthwhile.
Does everybody dress up in sort of Roaring Twenties outfits for that?
They are encouraging that, yes.
Really?
Indeed.
And you'll be going?
Probably not.
All right, sir.
Also, Sunday at 3 p.m., it's the Mermaid Theater of Nova Scotia. They do children's theater with puppets and lights, and we've had people here who've taken their kids there, and they love it. They're going to do The Very Hungry Caterpillar and other Eric Carle stories.
Oh, terrific. Now, where is that?
That's at the Egg on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, great.
Then Monday night at the Palace Theater in Albany, they're going to show High Noon, which is,
ooh,
of course, the movie about the sheriff who is forsaken by his people. It stars Gary Cooper and has a great cast, Katie Girardo, and it makes really interesting use of time. It's almost like a real-time kind of movie.
It's a great movie. You know, he was a short little guy. I think they put him on boxes, I think.
I don't think Gary Cooper was short.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think he was.
Tom Cruise is short.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Maybe I'm wrong.
And finally, Blue Man Group is coming to Proctor's Tuesday and Wednesday, March 10th and 11th. Apparently, they've rejiggered the show, and they have a brand new LED light curtain and giant screen, which is supposed to be technologically dazzling.
Okay, now Blue Man Group, I didn't realize until not too long ago, a franchise. So they can they can appear in multiple places at the same time.
Yeah, they're like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, yeah. Because, you know, basically it's just bald guys with blue paint, so.
Nice.
Know.
Way to sell it, Sean. Nicely done.
Well, I mean, in terms of the being interchangeable, you know.
Right. No, I got you. The bald guys with the blue paint. Right.
Exactly.
Moving on.
And we have three new movies opening this weekend. For science fiction fans, there is Chappie from Neil Blomkamp, the director of Elysium and District 9, about a sentient robot.
That's prescient, because that's happening, and that will happen, and we'll all be subservient to the robots before too long.
I'm looking forward to it.
Really?
And then we have, depending on how you pronounce the title of this movie, it's either an insult or something. It's the second best exotic Marigold Hotel. Of course, the way they say it in the trailer is the second best exotic Marigold Hotel.
And that was, of course, directed by football great John Madden, right?
Yes, yes. It stars Maggie Smith and Bill Nighy and Richard Gere and all your favorite heartwarming geezers. And then, because Hollywood seems to think that the world needs more Vince Vaughn comedies, I don't think the world thinks that, but who knows? We have Unfinished Business with Vince Vaughn and Tom Wilkinson, and Vince tries to save his company and raises heck.
So loosely based on all the other Vince Vaughn comedies.
I believe that would be a good way to characterize it.
Well, Sean Stone, anything to say before we kick you off?
No, you can just kick me off.
Sean Stone is the arts editor of Metroland, the alternative news weekly. It's available throughout the capital region. Thanks, Sean. It's website metroland.net. The Congressional Corner is next.